his traumas. We've been trying to heal this pain. They tried to break us. They can never take away this flame. The system trying to cage us. A new documentary film production, Crossroads Reflections, is to be released on July 29th. Crossroads tells a story of truth, change and hope for Indigenous communities in Western New South Wales. The film is set in towns Moree and Bourke that have been in the spotlight as being part of the youth crime epidemic in the Western region. The project by Desert P Media seeks to change the narrative and give young people voice to speak for themselves. We are now joined by Toby Finlayson, Creative Director and Co-Founder of DPM. Toby is joining us on NITV Radio to tell us more about the Crossroads documentary film production. Hello, Toby, and welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Let's talk about Crossroads. So can you tell us a bit more about this project?
Yeah, so the Crossroads project came about with funding from Create New South Wales, from New South Wales government throughout 2023. It was basically, Desert P Media has been running projects in Western New South Wales, community media projects for over 20 years now, 22 years this year. And Crossroads is a really interesting new project model, very exciting kind of new way of working in community, much more sort of long-term foundation building program. So we spent a lot of time doing skills development and training and mentoring with young participants from other projects that we've done out there over the years. And yeah, it was incredible. Had like employment pathways, and you know, young people from the project are employed at the schools. It spanned 12 months, and there was a series of different types of engagements, from sort of songwriting and filmmaking projects to cultural exchange projects between the two communities of Bourke and Moree. So focusing on leadership and health and well-being, and we took kids from each community out to their neighbouring community and did sort of cultural knowledge exchange, which was amazing, and did like large-scale sort of theatre film events at the end of the year. So it's a pretty holistic and very exciting new sort of way of working for Desert P Media.
Mm. And so the Crossroads is a film about this whole project?
Yeah, Crossroads Reflections is kind of, as the title would suggest, it's a bit of a reflection piece on the project and how it went. We engaged an independent research agency and evaluators from Melbourne to come along, and we did a tour out to the communities and interviewed, you know, elders and young people and participants and families and service providers about the project and the social impact of the project. So some of the film sort of includes some of those interviews that sit alongside a description of the project and how it went and what some of the social impacts were. It's a very moving, really interesting little piece of media.
Mm. And the production, as you mentioned before, was set in Bourke and Moree. Why those two towns specifically?
Desert P Media's had a long-standing relationship with those two communities particularly. Back in 2016, we did a series of projects over a couple of years in Bourke. One of them won a National Indigenous Music Award and had some high sort of media profile as the B-Town Warriors. And so we went back to that community because we had, you know, really strong relationships with young people and community members and services in the high school, and we had good engagement for the project. And then the same in Moree. Our co-founder Maddie Priestley and current chairperson is a Gomori man from Moree. And so yeah, similar sort of situation in terms of community relationships and potential for engagement.
Mm-hmm. And who are the participants?
Yeah, well, lots of the participants were ex-participants from our projects at the high school, especially in Bourke. So they were ex-B-Town Warriors members, basically, all the OG crew that used to be in the high school and were participants in our projects and now have finished school and are looking for a bit more sort of robust opportunities and some more, you know, skills and development and opportunities for employment, et cetera, et cetera.
My name's Lorraine Dutton. Born in Broken Hill, raised in Bourke. I started music when I was a kid. I don't know, it just grew on me, and I just want to be a role model for all the kids in town.
And the same in Moree. It was, you know, young adults sort of finished high school, and are looking for, you know, a bit of inspiration, some sort of wind in their sails, some new skills and networks and confidence.
My name's Mika. I'm from Moree, on Glamorgan land. I'm 18. It's okay. Just more about, like, me learning new things, stepping out of my comfort zone, and kind of just getting that, like, open mind and thinking outside of the box. And I've learned a lot so far.
It's all based on the principle of willingness. So it's all around, you know, young people that want to be a part of it and want to learn and grow and develop their creative practice.
Mm. And what's their situation at the moment? Do they have access to the creative industry?
As part of the program, we created these community media kits, which are sort of laptops and cameras and audio devices and a whole bunch of different kind of digital media production equipment, and that we left those in both communities. And we've still got young participants are still employed at the local high school in Bourke doing sort of creative projects with current students. And there's young people that have started photography businesses. We're about to roll out a new kind of long-term mentoring program, and some of those participants are going to come and be part of that as well. So yeah, there's a lot of momentum and a lot of really, really amazing, unexpected social impacts and opportunities and pathways for the participants.
That's amazing. The situation there was quite hard for young people. There was the youth, or so-called youth crime epidemic. So what was it? What were the problems that the people are facing there?
Well, I think part of it is, and what we heard a lot from the community members when we were out there, is that, you know, Aboriginal people in regional communities, not only in New South Wales but all over Australia, don't really get the opportunity to tell their story using their own voice.
My name's Laquita Taylor. Yeah, I've been singing for a long time, and I thought, you know, I want to voice my concerns and get on the song. And, you know, us as Aboriginal people in this certain community, we've always been painted the wrong picture. And I guess I'm excited for all of us to paint us the right way that we want you to see us.
They often have their story told for them by mainstream media, and you know, that sensationalist media often focuses on the negative stuff. There are obviously social issues in remote communities, as there are in all communities. There's also a lot of really positive, really amazing work being done in Indigenous communities in Australia, and especially in Western New South Wales. Yeah, I think for lots of people, that story about becoming role models and supporting young people that are kind of going down the wrong track and building frameworks and foundation around those young people that are there to be positive role models in their community. That's the solution. Community-led solutions and community-led program design are the, you know, it's something that Aboriginal people have been talking about for a long, long time. And, you know, hopefully we're heading in the right direction.
And so what are the next plans? What are the next steps?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, we just opened a new program called DPM Futures, which is a six-month paid mentoring program for young participants that have been involved in our projects in New South Wales over the last 20 years. So it's open to anyone who's had a connection with Desert P Media since early 2000s, anywhere in New South Wales. And it's we're going to do a big camp up here in Bundjalung country, following the same kind of vein of digital media skills development, storytelling skills development networks. And it's really about supporting young creatives. And we're actually going to pay young people to be mentored and to push their creative development in whatever field they choose. It's very self-determined, self-directed mentoring programs, very exciting. Expressions of interest are open now. So if anyone out there is interested in throwing their hat in the ring, then you can find the EOIs on the Desert P Media website.
And going back to Crossroads, where can we watch this documentary?
The film will be released on Monday morning at 10 a.m. and it's going to be on all of our Desert P Media social media platforms, on YouTube.
Awesome. Toby, thank you so much for joining us on NITV Radio to talk about Crossroads Reflections.
Thank you.